takes us all together forward. So I want to say thank you. He's an author. Journey to Believable is his book, or his first book. And he's featured in Stephen Covey's book, The Seven Secrets of Highly Successful People, Highly Successful Network Marketers. He's very highly successful people, too, he is. And I get to turn the call over to the amazing Lenny Evans.
Well, thank you, Udonna. Hey, everybody. Good morning out there, wherever you happen to be. It's a beautiful morning. Yesterday was such a glorious day in St. George, Utah, and it's funny, Udonna says that, you know, we're not related financially, but, you know, and you think about that. Are we related genetically? Are we related? You know, it's funny. Yes, we are. All of us are. You know, we're not on the same isogenic exact, you know, lineage, but we are in the same, you know, connection. You know, all of us are. And that's my philosophy is I think when Zig Ziglar said, when you help people get what they want, you get what you want, I don't think he was actually thinking that only help those people on that you're financially linked to on exogenics. Even though that's what some people think sometimes, it's not true. For me, at least, you know, it's about all humans. It's about all of us. And that's why I love this call. That's why I love all of you, because I have no idea what team you're on, most of you. Everybody's just doing the best they can with what they've got, you know, and we try to show up here to help everyone across the board get it, because here's what I do know for sure. The more people that truly start living an intentional life, it's better for the planet, better for everyone. And so really that's my understanding at this point in my life, is that intentional living is what it's all about in every area. Look, whatever you're doing, just be intentional about it. It brings out the juice. It brings out the fire. It brings out the excitement in whatever you're doing when you're intentional about that, mindful, purposeful. You're going to be hearing a lot about that, but I love it. And I love that Udonna is that. You know, she's very intentional in what she does and how she does it. And I love it. It's such a beautiful example for all of us. So I'm going to turn the call back over to someone who is just amazing. You know, guys, we hear her voice in the morning. And some of us, our very first call, but we don't realize, you know, what a star she was in Hollywood. I mean, I want you to call me the second you're getting one of those stars on the sidewalk, you know. So I'm going to show up and sign it because, you know, you did that. You did that whole world, and you did it successfully. I mean, the people you know, the people you rub shoulders with, and we get to rub shoulders with you, but here's the thing, you're just normal, and now this is the life. Isogenics and network marketing is the life that provides you with the freedom that life never even provided you with. You have one of the best stories in the company, Udonna. I just want to honor you and turn the call back over to you.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. Well, I have had a wonderful time. Oh, my gosh, have I had it. And you know what? My call today is about intentionality. So you read my mind every time, Lenny. But, yes, it's been I have had an amazing time in Hollywood. And I just kind of take it for granted. And I think, well, I wanted to do this, and I didn't do that, but I should have done this, but I did that. And, oh, my God, we did this. And I look back and it's a springboard for where we're going next, because I was here in the heyday. I did over 200 commercials. I financed my whole career doing commercials. That doesn't exist anymore. There were 35 of us who would go out on an interview, and it would be they'd hold three of us and say, okay, we'd do what we call sudden death, and it would be you or you or you, and then, okay, you got it. Okay, see you later. And we'd show up at the next commercial interviews the next day. That went on for years. I shot a lot of them. They got edited and played again. And what happens now, what was happening when I, about 15 years ago, my agent said, there's 600 people that go out on every commercial interview now. I mean, it's crazy what that is. And anyway, so I got the heyday, and I had a wonderful, wonderful life. And I want to tell people who are in show business, the residual income is here. This is where it is. It's not in show business anymore. 96% of everything is downloaded for free on the internet. And so that has cut into the music industry. It's cut into the acting industry, the filmmaking industry, and you know, there's things that are being done now to help turn that around so that artists can get paid. But I want artists to know this is where the residual income is. This is what's going to afford you to live the creative life that you really want to live. So, but that's, anyway, yes, I've had a wonderful time and I'm still having it. I was going to say, and I was starting to, I thought about this yesterday, because the day when I realized that I could stand on my past to create my future, I didn't have to erase anything. I didn't have to be embarrassed about my mistakes. I didn't have to be, you know, like shame or blaming myself. I could just stand on this big heap of experience and say, wow, these are all the rich, this is the rich experiments I've had so far to create from, to create and pull out things, to create the next part of my life. That was a huge epiphany for me, because I was always trying to fix something, or I should be this, or should be that, or you should be thinner, you should be smarter, you should be this or that, or whatever, which is all a bunch of hooey. We are just these amazing creatures, just blooming, and we get to stand on top of all of our mistakes, of all of our challenges, all of our victories, all of everything that we've done, and out of that, create the next part of our lives. We are not stuck with who we were. That's not the way nature works. We are blooming. It's like we're the center of the rose. We want to keep staying right in the center of that blooming, center of the rose, and keeping blooming, allowing that energy to move through us. Yes, the old petals are going to go fall back and fall off. They'll dry up and fall off. Whoopee! We just keep staying in the center and keep blooming. I was going over some more notes, because I'm still transcribing notes, but I've been really busy. John Maxwell, he said some pretty amazing things. He said, this was all about intentionality, and he says the biggest gap in the world, just think, what is the biggest gap? Is it the rich and the poor? Is it the happy or the unhappy? What's the biggest gap in the world? And he says the biggest gap is between knowing and doing. It's the biggest gap is between having the knowledge. Woo, I learned something. That was a good lecture. And then taking action on it, applying those things. And he said one of the biggest falsehoods in the world is if you can, that quote we all hear, if you can dream it, you can achieve it. He says, no, that's not true, guys. He says, dreaming is free. Yeah, it's great because you set your mind, you focus it, but dreaming is free. He said your journey, your dream journey actually costs. It costs effort. It costs time. It costs focus, application. It isn't free. You pay for it. And he says one of the things, the ways you pay for it, and this is where I was going with intentionality, and about standing on everything you've learned, all your mistakes, everything, all your good times, everything you've learned. it's not just experience. People say, oh my gosh, it's just the experience. You got to get just experience that's going to take you further. He says if it were just experience, people who were getting older and older would get smarter and smarter. It's not experience, but then if it's not experience, what is it? It's evaluated experience. Ah. So when you start doing things and you start going along in a direction, learning new things, and you have the experience, woo-hoo, you want to evaluate it. And one thing he was teaching, he taught his kids, and he's also teaching his grandchildren. And he said grandchildren, here, I love this. He said grandchildren are God's gift to you for not killing your children. I thought that was very sweet. Anyway, but he says he did this with his children, and now he's doing this with his grandchildren. After every experience that they have together, he says, now, what did you love? What did you love about that? And the kids will all answer, oh, I love this, I love that. And then he says, and what did you learn? Wow. some of the answers on that, and that's something that are huge. And that's what he does all the time, to stay intentional in his living. He says, he always asks every single day, what did you love about this? And what did you learn? You know, it's, and I think it's really, I do a lot of journaling, so I think it's really important to journal. You got to digest this stuff. You got to know, what did you love about it? What did you learn? Interesting, he didn't say, what was wrong with that? No. Whatever you focus on grows. And he said another really interesting thing about intentionality, having an intention for things, keeping moving things forward with consistency. He says, when you are learning something, you do go on to the next level of learning that. And you learn it at a deeper level, at a higher level. And then when you get to those higher levels, you fail more. You just fail more. It's going to happen. And so what? You know, you just, you get up and you try it again. You work at this. I call failure, I've crossed it out of my vocabulary. I call them approximations on the way to a goal. I fail a lot. It's like, oh my gosh, that didn't work. Now what? Well, but that part of it worked. Wow. Okay. How about if we do it this way? Throw that one and keep this one. Keep this aha. Good companies. When I was first getting into this business, I was reading about great companies and leadership, and they would go and experiment with things and keep moving on, keep moving forward, and just take the great ahas, the great things out of it, and keep moving on and learn new things and put all the good things they learned together. And it's about us. When you fail, you get right back up. Then you have those life lessons. Oh, my gosh, what did I love about that? Woo! What did I learn? Yes. It's not that you're not going to fail. You cannot freeze yourself like that. Don't hamper yourself like that. You know, my older brother, when he was a little boy, one day he came into the room, and he just did a somersault. Oh, I'm here. Just somersaulted into the room. Said, I'm here. Little toehead, little kid. And it's like, that's all we have to do, somersault into the room. Woo, I'm here. And Winston Churchill has a quote that I keep always remembering. It's, you know, it's not if you're not going to fall off the horse. You're going to fall off the horse, but it's who keeps getting back on with no loss of enthusiasm. So that leads to consistency. So we get to stand on everything we've already done. We're huge. We're vast. We're these amazing beings. Get to stand on all of it, and we get to examine it, include more information. Our minds are designed to keep opening up, including more information, and keep being able to make new decisions. They're not designed to be stuck. But the key is we want to be able to see things from a different point of view than we've seen them before, and that the mind actually automatically goes, oh, aha. And once it sees the new way and the new understanding, woo, all you need is to do those one new aha every day. You keep moving forward, aha. And then it's the consistency. And he was saying, there's nothing sexy about consistency. And it's the most sexiest, amazing thing there is. You just keep going, because consistency, whatever it is that you're working on, you keep going. Consistency, consistency. Don't do it a little bit today and then not tomorrow. It's the consistency, every day. He says every day for 30 days. I think it was Robin Sharman says it's every day for 66 days. And then your habit, your energy, your focus on that, it becomes easier to do it than it is to not do whatever your new habit is, whatever it is your new discipline is. So the other thing about this, before I end here, says you're never going to be good the first time you try something. The first time you give a speech, you're just never going to be good. You know, so forget being afraid that you're not going to be good enough. He says, just realize you're not going to be good. When I started writing, I was finally, it was so stressful. Oh, my gosh. It was like, oh. I don't know why I actually did it, but I did. I had to. I was burning need. I did. And he said, and I just, one day I realized, I was sitting there meditating, finding, trying to realize, why is this so difficult? And I thought, well, why don't you just aim for ordinary? Why don't you just show up and do what's obvious to you and aim for ordinary? And it freed me up so much. I sat down to the desk and started writing something, and every time I read it today, I laugh my head off because it's so funny. And it was just, it just flowed. I just aimed for ordinary, though, what was obvious to me, and kept going. You're not going to, John Maxwell said, you're not going to be good the first time, so don't sweat it, you know. He's done 12,000 talks. You do it again and again and again and again and again and then another time and another time, and you start getting consistent. And then you start learning things, and all of a sudden, as you go deep into this, deep into talking to people every day, again and again, every day, every following up on people every day, you begin to find out little tweaks and turns. As you start learning this stuff, all of a sudden it gets into your body, and you go, oh, you somehow kind of start knowing things about how to, that you get distinctions, little subtleties about how this works, but it happens again and again. Then you get comfortable with it. So that's what I want to say. Go out and talk to people. Set up your launch parties. Do them again and again and again and again. Set up lectures to go teach this stuff. You'll meet a lot of people who want to improve their lives. They're looking for leaders. They're looking for someone who's already done, who knows how to hook into something that's successful. This is a phenomenal financial vehicle. And if you want to write a book, then just start writing. It's not going to be good the first time. I guarantee you. But that first time getting something between two covers is huge. Then you start rewriting and rewriting and rewriting. And that's what I have to say. I'm turning it back to you, Lenny.
Oh, beautiful, just beautiful. And I'm just grateful. I was listening and laughing you know, at some of the things I did the first time. And I just laugh. I just have to laugh at yourself sometimes, you know, it's true. And I just want to say that one of the things I've been saying a lot on Facebook and on comments is that it doesn't seem as if consistency is sexy. But we all know the truth now, especially I know the truth. And the truth to me is clear that consistency is sexy. And taking responsibility is sexy for your journey. And staying in the game, now that's sexy. And there's a lot of things that go along with that. It's the courage to stay in, sexy, right? Confidence comes from that, sexy. Self-confidence is sexy. Self-love, unconditional self-love now. Hello, that's sexy. And so, guys, you know, everything you've done is talking about, yeah, stay in the game. Just keep doing it, doing it, doing it. Ah, I get excited about this. And remember Ralph Waldo Emerson's quote, you know, he said it so long ago, and you know for a fact, John Maxwell read it, that which you've been persistent doing becomes easier. Not that the task itself becomes easier. The task doesn't change. Never. The task doesn't take it personally. The task doesn't change and try to elude you. The task is the task. So, again, back to the quote, that which you persist in doing becomes easier, not that the task itself becomes easier, but that your ability to perform the particular task, that's what's improving, because you are improving, because you are doing the do. And that is beautiful, beautiful. Please, please do it. You know, I beg people after I teach us how to do a three-way call. It still eludes me. Like, I can't sign up for that class. Jim Rohn says, Lenny, don't sign up for that class. Like, I want to sign up for the class. I'm already in the class. He says, then delete the class, drop the class, get out of the class. And the class is, why doesn't everyone do three-way calls? That's the thing I keep wanting to ask. And he's like, Lenny, it's just like the sun coming up in the east and going down in the west. You can't. you can't sign up for that class. I don't know why people aren't doing three-way calls. I just know that if you did 10 of them, you would be a rock star. You would move into rock star status. Because like 5% of all of the associates ever in Isogenics have done 10 three-way, official three-way calls. That's what I'm talking about, because they're awkward at first. They don't flow at first. It takes time. It takes practice. It takes doing the do. It's evaluating the performance, the experience, just everything that Yudana said. So, guys, what a beautiful day to practice today. You know, we have one day left. Why don't we just call it Practice Day June? You know, we got one day. We already use all of June up thinking about certain things. Why don't we just practice today? Whatever that thing is that you haven't done that you keep wanting to do, I just call it a practice day, because tomorrow's July anyway. We start over tomorrow. That's the thing about months. They end the night they end, and then they start a new month. So tomorrow's July. So let's just go practice a couple of phone calls. Go practice doing it. Practice doing your affirmations. Practice your vision board. It's just practice. You don't have to go out and perform it like with all the final true, like full-blown performance. This is just a run-through, just like a rough draft practice. So, guys, I love it. You guys, thank you so much, Yudana. Thank you, everyone. We'll be on tomorrow. Let's do a 1-2-3 Isogenics and take on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday, wherever you happen to be. Remember this, please. Breathe. Everything is on your side. Everything. The traffic, the weather, the heat, the wind, the sun, everything's on your side. That includes the universe and God and angels and your belief system, whatever it is. Like, I can't argue with you with what you believe, because it's yours. But whatever you believe in, trust me on this one, it's on your side. Everything's rigged for your success. Start to believe that magic is happening, and it will. That's one of the secrets. That's going to happen for you. Everything's happening for you. So, one more breath in. Let's take on this day. Here we go. One more.
Unmuted.
We are live. 1, 2, 3.
Hi, Jenny. Hi, Jenny.